Journal. Excited to have you on board today. A lot happening over here that we're going to catch you up on this beautiful Tuesday morning. So thank you for joining us. As many of you guys know, it's been kind of a crazy last couple of days, catching up on a lot of sound bites. The president just doing an interview with Politico a couple of moments ago that actually dropped. So we've been kind of sifting through the sound bites, and we've got a couple of important ones for you all to hear. We'll be doing that at the very top of the program today. So I'm excited that you guys are joining us for that, of course. But a lot of other things going on around the world today. As many of you guys know, the J6 pipe bomber story, the suspect, well, he's got a weird thing that he's into. A very weird thing. And just because of that little weird thing, I don't know if I buy the narrative. I'm going to give you the latest on that. It's another one of those weird cartoon anime things that we always find looped into a lot of these alleged terrorists. I don't know how else to describe it. I'm going to show it to you because, like, my mind is blown today. But I'm told that that's actually a new thing these days. Apparently all the young guys are doing it. You'll have to hear the story. It's this is my friend George Hill who put this together for me. Okay, he's into My Little Pony. I don't know. Did you sleep better last night knowing that this guy was taken off the streets? It just, nothing adds up. They're not really selling me on this one. So I'll break down that story for you later today as well. We'll also be talking about the big announcement that came out last night. I don't know if you heard. Jasmine Crockett is running for U.S. Senate. This is good news if you're Ken Paxton. You're looking to win by an absolute landslide. The woman, obviously, not very intelligent, not very bright. She's apparently an attorney, which you just assume at this point is just like a lower set of standards that she had to go through. Because when you hear her speak, she's an absolute idiot. But again, it's all fake. It's all staged. She's trying to be like a ghetto prom queen. But the reality of it is, she went to some of the top schools, private schools. Well, she's running for U.S. Senate, but she doesn't understand the math here, right? Because the reality of it is Texas technically is still a red state. And her announcement video is, I mean, it's literally all about her. She's obviously loving herself because nobody else will. And then she has this audio of President Trump calling her low IQ playing. And that's her big announcement video. Now, the best part about this is she doesn't really know the numbers. She has no idea the simple fact that President Trump won Texas with the majority of voters supporting him. And she is like, well, I'm not going to do anything to win over Trump supporters. So then how are you going to win? I'll play everything for you because it's pretty absurd. This woman is not very bright. Doesn't really understand how elections work. Or maybe she does. Plus, Piers Morgan and Nick Fuentes had a little bit of a debate yesterday. And by a little bit, I mean Piers Morgan read his producer's talking points. And Nick Fuentes, like, laughingly responded because he knows that Piers Morgan is a fossil. Piers Morgan has no idea about the political climate that we're in right now here in the United States. He has no idea about what you and I go through, average Americans, because he lives in his little sheltered, gated communities, far, far away from everyone else, but he wants to lecture you about multiculturalism and living with the invaders. He thinks that you should be forced to do just that. So again, not really the best debate that I've ever seen, but that's not Nick Fuentes' fault. That is literally all on Piers Morgan. He's an absolute, I would just say, treasonous pig. Seems to fit these days. He sacrificed his own people, his own girls, his own women, because, well, he wants Indian food. We got a lot to discuss today and today, in a little bit. Don't go anywhere. 3 hours packed ahead, by the way. Tario joining us, Enrique Tario joining us to talk about the prosecutor in his case. Well, now she's prosecuting the J6 pipe bomber suspect. It's not going to go well, folks. It's not going to go well. The interview will go well, but not that case. More in just a few moments. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexshowstore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. A lot happening over here. Thanks for jumping on. Just moments ago, we got an interview from President Donald Trump. He just sat down with Politico. A couple of clips we wanted to make sure you saw. We'll put that up in just a few moments. For now, though, I want to remind you all today. On today's show, we got an incredible guest, one of my good friends coming on with us. Enrique Tarrio will be on in just a few moments because Tarrio's got a lot to sound off on. Remember that corrupt prosecutor who went after him and the other members of the Proud Boys? Well, guess what? She hasn't been fired. She hasn't been fired. And she's actually now going to be prosecuting the J6 pipe bomber suspect. She's good if you want a fixed narrative or if you want a very corrupt prosecutor, allegedly, of course, because you have to say the word allegedly there. But she's been accused of several misconducts over the years, including involving General Michael Flynn as well. And so now she's still employed. We reached out to the DOJ for comment on that. Of course, they did not want to speak out. President Trump was actually asked, thankfully, yesterday. We'll play that clip for you in about 20 minutes. A lot more happening, too. Jasmine Crockett announcing that she's running for the U.S. Senate. It's an absolute clown show, as one would assume. But if you're Ken Paxton, this is good news. Good news. Because this low IQ'd woman is going to be a landslide victory because she doesn't even understand simple math. She's running on her campaign that she just launched is running on the, do you hate President Trump enough? Well, if you do, vote for me. Well, guess what? Not going to work out well for her. Why? Because she hasn't seen the numbers. Because Texans do not hate President Trump. In fact, he won the state in 2024 election by the majority, of course, and she's just not understanding it. But the soundbite that's going to make your jaw drop when you hear about how dumb she is. When she's asked about the numbers and how she plans on winning over Trump supporters. She ain't got to win them over. All right. We also got a lot more to catch you up on, too. Tina Peters, I'll detail the very latest, but a federal judge just tossing out her latest efforts to be freed. I'll bring that to you in a little bit as well during today's show. Also, Pierce Morgan, he got dragged yesterday by Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes appearing on his show because I guess Steven Crowder kind of pressured him a little bit to have him on the show. So now he sat down yesterday. They did a remote debate, and I wouldn't even call it a debate. I'd say that Pierce Morgan read the notes that his producers provided him with, which are all just Nick Fuentes viral clips. They did zero research into the guy. And if you're Nick Fuentes, you just kind of got to laugh it off. I don't even know why we allow Pierce Morgan into the space. I don't know why conservatives go on his show. Yes, I believe in carrying a dialogue, but the reality is this guy doesn't even, he's not even American. Why do we give him and extend this to him to weigh in on our politics? Why? Well, because he can't criticize his own politics or else he'd go to prison. So he has to turn to us because he won't get locked up if he goes after our politicians, of course, and our way of life. And as you assume, he spent the bulk of the time defending the invaders, as he always does. Never misses an opportunity. So we'll play a couple of clips from that later in the show as well. Let me just tell you what's on the president's agenda for today. President Trump is attending the vice president's Christmas reception. That will be at 3:15 p.m. Eastern time today. The president will also be delivering remarks on the economy at 6:10 p.m. Eastern today. That will be in Pennsylvania. So he will be heading over there. Now, as I mentioned in the open of the show, just moments ago, we got a interview from Politico. Politico sat down with President Trump and did a quite lengthy interview. They got to a couple of key topics here. But specifically, they went after him for Venezuela. Obviously, as many of you guys know, the president has decided that he is going to make this a top priority, stopping the flow of drugs from Venezuela into the United States. Although the bulk of our drugs don't come from Venezuela, but that's still doesn't really matter to the president, unfortunately. He is hyper-focused on going after Venezuela, and Politico decided to grill him on it. Take a listen to clip 17 and how the president responded.
Can you rule out an American ground invasion?
I don't want to rule in or out. I don't talk about it. Why would I talk to you, an extremely unfriendly publication, if you want to call it Politico, that got $8 million from Obama to keep it afloat? Why would I do that? Why would I talk about that to Politico? I mean, I'm doing this because you picked me as a man
for
Europe.
I thought it was transparency for their American people, because a lot of folks are. Well, people are wondering what is.
I am the most transparent politician maybe in the world.
A lot of folks are wondering what our goals are in
Venezuela. Sure, but I don't want to talk to you about military strategy.
Well, may I ask them?
It's so uncomfortable. It's such an uncomfortable interview. He's been very much on the ball when it comes to going after a lot of these journalists, I will say, when they ask stupid questions because they're trying to spin a narrative and insert words into his mouth while they're in front of the president. He does do a good job at pushing back on that front. But the Venezuela thing, it's kind of interesting. It's a very, very interesting angle here. I want to also... This very interesting clip came up. It's President Trump talking about Vladimir Zelensky, and ultimately he's accusing the Ukrainian leader of not even reading the peace agreement that he's brought forward. Now, again, folks, President Trump making it a top priority to bring peace to the region and end this war. And according to him, Zelensky hasn't even read it. Take a listen.
Last night you said that you weren't sure if President Zelensky was fine with the most recent proposal, that he isn't ready. I was hearing from your advisors around Thanksgiving that they thought this thing might be wrapped up by the end of the holiday, but it's still not done. Is Zelensky responsible for the stalled progress, or what's going on there?
Well, he's got to read the proposal. He hadn't written, really, he hasn't read
it
yet.
The most recent draft.
That's as of yesterday. And maybe he's read it over the night. It would be nice if he would read it. You know, a lot of people are dying, so it would be really good if he'd read it. His people loved the proposal. They really liked it. His lieutenants, his top people. They liked it, but they said he hasn't read it yet. I think he should find time to read it.
Is it time for Ukraine to hold an election, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a long time. It's hasn't been doing particularly well. Yeah, I think it's time. I think it's an important time to hold an election. You know, they're using war not to hold an election, but
Remember when they told you that Ukraine was fighting this war to defend their democracy? No elections for them. You see, here's the problem, right? And I like that President Trump called it out, because the Ukrainian people do not actually side with Zelensky. It's been very obvious from day one that they want this war to end. They've literally been dragging men off the streets and throwing them into this fight, and they are done with this. They are done with this. You know, Zelensky, obviously a career actor, continues to go out there and continues to sit there and egg all of this on. But the people in Ukraine want this to end. The problem is he doesn't want it to end, and that's the reason why he will not hold an election. He's using this all as an excuse. And time again, guess what? He is going to drag this on. That's why this latest corruption case is getting so close to Zelensky yet again. We shouldn't be sitting here and hoping that he reads the information that the president has just put in front of him regarding the peace deal. We should be forcing him to read it. I'm just so tired of this. You know, we had obviously Sonia Lobosco, who gave us footage of the cemeteries in Ukraine right now with the 20-something-year-old Ukrainian men and women who have lost their lives in all of this. The bulk of them obviously being the men. But again, what's going on here? Why are we sitting here and allowing him to continue this on? He's obviously a bloodthirsty individual, doesn't care about the preservation of lives. And we're sitting here waiting for him to read a peace deal. No, you read that peace deal right now or else we'll have you arrested. Because we know you stole our money. You stole American taxpayer money. I don't know how many more times we need to talk about this. The corruption is way too close to Zelensky, the ones that are being exposed right now, for us to sit here and pretend like he wasn't in on this either. There's ample evidence that he was. Every day this war drags on, more Russians and Ukrainians are being slaughtered. And they don't want to know in this fight at all. In fact, Russia is running out of so many people that they've actually started importing Africans. It's absolutely devastating and disgusting to see, but we should not be sitting here and pretending like these people are patriots who are just trying to fight to preserve their country from Russia. This fight should have ended a very long time ago, and we must force this war to end. See, President Trump is tough on some people. And it's quite strange who he picks fights with, because I do not understand it, right? Because we just saw Alina Habba, who was the interim U.S. attorney in New Jersey, resign because she was not able to be the acting U.S. attorney anymore. She's faced several legal challenges over the matter, and she's just stepping away from it. She apparently is still going to be working with the DOJ, but she's stepping away from it. Why can't you get her confirmed? Why can't you get Lindsey Holligan confirmed over in Virginia? Well, of course, because there's senators who continue to hold up the president's agenda. We see it time and time again. He has his picks, like he wanted Matt Gaetz to run the AG's office. Couldn't get the senators to come together on that one. So what happened? Well, nothing. Nothing. Just toss your hand up and say, it's going to cost me too much political capital to get Republican senators to confirm my picks as president of the United States. But when he does funnel his energy into something, it's usually going after people who have been loyal to him, particularly Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. He's been fired up about MTG, going after her repeatedly. And although I'd say she's been respectful in interviews, but obviously there's a feud here that's worth addressing, because he continuously goes after her, calling her a traitor. I mean, you can't just sit here and sit on your hands and say, I'm not going to punch back. You've got to. In clip 19, he gave us his very latest take on MTG. Take a listen.
I answer that. Let me just tell you something. I've watched stupid people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, or some people call her Taylor Greene, some people call her Taylor Brown, because Greene sometimes turns to Brown, which isn't nice. But I've watched her say that he spends too much time on foreign. Well, by doing that, and first of all, it doesn't take a lot of time. I made one trip. I brought back trillions of dollars on that one trip. I stopped in Japan. I stopped in South Korea. I met with President Xi and ended
what could
have been a big
problem. You went to the Middle East. I was on that trip with you.
Went to the Middle East. I brought back $3 trillion from the Middle East. I sold many Boeing airplanes on that trip, like 300. When I go on a trip, I only have one place in mind. It's the United States. So when, you know, people with low IQs like Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's a low IQ person, when she says it's too, but she was a loyal person until I wasn't able to answer her phone calls because I'm just too busy to answer people's phone calls. You can't call me three times a day. And it's just, you know, not appropriate when I have, you know, over 200 congressmen, 53 senators, 212 countries. You know, all of these people are calling, and a family. Actually, the family suffers. It's harder for me to call back the family. But when you think of what I've done, remember rare earth and the problem with magnets and all of these things that was going to shut down the whole world. I worked it out with President Xi. We have a good relationship. I worked it out with President Xi.
So
very favorable to the United States.
Does come back to the economy
wait a minute.
U.S., right?
You made a statement, though, that I devote too much time to outside of the United States. I've made a fortune for the United States by focusing on things
outside.
To be
clear, that's not my statement. That's just what some of your supporters and some others have said.
Well, then, you know, I can't imagine their supporters, because I've made a fortune and spent very little time. All of my time is spent here. Most of my time is spent here. But when I do go outside, it's only going outside for here. For instance, settling and solving the problem with China, that has a huge effect in the United States. Making deals with Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, all of these countries, you're talking about trillions and trillions of dollars. So I guess I could say, let's not deal with anybody. We wouldn't have much of a country. Much of an economy. We make a lot of money.
So let's step in on this, because the president has spent a lot of time overseas. And yes, I do understand the rare earth mineral argument here. But again, why are we negotiating with China on this front? Again, I know what they have done for this country in regards to this. They've controlled this industry, but we here on U.S. soil do have an abundance of rare earth minerals. It's a matter of just cutting down the regulations and being able to become our own source for that. But back to the core of this, where he decided to call Marjorie Taylor Greene a low IQ individual. I cannot stand hearing this. I cannot stand hearing this, because he goes after people like MTG who are being critical. And just to be clear, he's citing that he wasn't happy because she was calling him several times. I don't think that's the case. I think it was the Epstein thing that really got him fired up. Obviously, Democrats were politicizing the Jeffrey Epstein document dump. That's why you don't hear from them anymore now that it's been passed and signed into law. They've all shut up about it. They moved on to the Venezuela argument here, because that was just one of their political stunts, their latest political stunts. But the reality of it is MTG is not low IQ. You just have a disagreement with her, and then you decide to call her names. It's a very loyal woman who has been dragged through the ringer. I mean, they have gone after her personal life, tried to embarrass her with her sex life. And so some conversations are worth having in private, not putting it on blast and going after people publicly. So many people have lost the art of communicating with those who they may be in a disagreement with. Continuously calling her low IQ, stupid, or a traitor is what you would describe Lindsey Graham as if you understood who Lindsey Graham was and is. So he sits back and he goes after these people, and it's quite disturbing to see. It really, really is. Again, you don't have to agree with MTG on everything, but folks, she's not a bad person. She's not a bad person. She's not worth this. But now she's stepping away. Good luck out there. You don't have a fighter like MTG. I mean, who else is going to fight for him in Congress? I can't even think of one person. Every fighter that we have has left. They've left. Because it's so swampy, it's so disgusting, and you got to sit back and watch all these people make their way into the Oval Office. These corrupt individuals. Big pharma CEOs, foreign leaders who are corrupt. Obviously, I would never use the word former myself, but the Al-Qaeda terrorist who's now running Syria because our CIA hand-selected him, so now we're going to pretend like he's the president of Syria all of a sudden. I mean, it's worth criticizing. This is not stuff that should be dismissed. And we're not a cult. You could sit here and criticize somebody without being called a name or being targeted. She's not going after him personally. She's targeting him for what he has done over these last few weeks. And everyone, I mean, his polling numbers, we had Rasmussen reports on yesterday, Mark Mitchell, is looking at what's happening right now in the White House and saying, I didn't vote for that. See, this is the problem. When critics are pushed out of your inner circle, like Marjorie Taylor Greene was, when it came to key issues, now you just have an echo chamber of individuals who are probably very likely people close to them who are probably taking in all of these consulting fees from lobbyists and other groups, and then they regurgitate what they need to regurgitate around you. You know, there was a clip, a very interesting clip, and it was about Lindsey Graham getting really fired up about the vaccines. I'm trying to remember who it was, who he was talking about in the clip, but they said they had a meeting with President Trump, and Lindsey Graham got really, really fired up, called him a conspiracy theorist. Oh, it was John Rich, the country singer. And he told the president why he was being booed whenever he brought up the jabs. And Lindsey Graham got very aggressive and very upset and said that that's a conspiracy theory, and then just continued to target him as if he was a crazy man. Now, John Rich, obviously a warm-blooded Southern gentleman, went after Lindsey Graham for being a hot pile of trash. And it didn't go well for Lindsey Graham, because then he did bow down like the coward he is. But folks, this is the problem. The problem is he has an echo chamber around him. And very, very few people are willing to call this out. Very few people. So as we continue to sit back and watch all of this go down, just remember, folks, just remember, there are people who have tried to speak out to the president and tried to get his attention. Chances are those aren't the people who are personally profiting off of any of this. Those who are in his inner circle are the ones who are profiting the most. I can promise you that. Now, again, opinion. But I remember under his first term, everyone was getting these consulting fees. So that's the reason why you have what's going on right now. He doesn't have a sense of reality that the American people do not like what they are seeing. When he tells you that he's going to bring in 600,000 CCP spies and students to keep our colleges and universities afloat, conservatives don't like our colleges and universities because we know what it is. It's been an indoctrination system for a very, very long time now. So if we lose our colleges and universities, guess what? We don't care, but he doesn't know that because he's not paying attention. You see, Fox News doesn't cover any of that. Although Laura Ingraham has done a great job when she does get in front of the president at reminding him of that, he just dismisses it as, Laura, we're just going to disagree. But most Americans see through that. We understand the CCP threat, and we do not like the fact that he's going to smuggle in 600,000 to our colleges and universities. You see, we continue to sit here and say things like, trying to make America great again. There's nothing a part of that that makes America great. Has he lost his way? I think he has. I think he has. And again, you don't want to be a total black pill, but the reality of it is what we're seeing, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. So we'll continue to follow that as it develops. Folks, in just a few moments, we're going to have Enrique Tarrio on the show because, man, oh man, a lot going on with this J6 pipe bomber suspect. Brian Cole Jr., that's the individual who has been arrested. He is now charged with making these explosive devices. The very latest comes from the New York Post, the Post claiming that he is someone who is a highly active My Little Pony fan. Yeah, you heard that right. He's apparently obsessed with the toys, which are marketed towards young girls. He makes, apparently, according to them, several cartoons and posts them constantly on social media. He's uploaded at least 87 images to one platform. And it's quite strange. Quite strange. Now, of course, there are reports that his family claims he's autistic. And if we just scroll down, actually, you guys will see some of the images he's made. I mean, it's very, very strange. Now, again, this is someone who they claim is autistic. It's not selling me. Nothing is selling me on this desire guy. Nothing is selling me at this point. So we're going to continue to follow this story. But again, the New York Post claiming that he had this weird obsession with My Little Ponies. Now, also keep in mind, too, there's a lot of people on the dark web, a lot of evil people on the dark web who do have these types of obsessions with these fictional characters, these children characters. And so maybe there's a linkage there. But again, it's really, really strange to think the mastermind who's avoided getting caught by the federal government is a man who's obsessed with My Little Pony. It's quite strange. All right, like I mentioned, Enrique Tarrio is joining us in just a few moments. Do not go anywhere. In the meantime, though, head on over right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Right now, we have some incredible sales going on just for a couple more hours. It's going to end soon. 40% off colostrum. That's going to go away in just a few moments. Literally just a few moments. So head on over right now to TheAlexJonesStore.com if you haven't indulged in this sale, because it will not last probably even for the second hour of the show. So go over there right now.
So you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to take, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day.
Right.
And pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it.
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the Alex Jones store.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the Methylene Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexShowStore.com.
To the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us today. Happy Tuesday, everyone. All right, a lot going on all around the world. Let's buckle down, though, on the prosecution of that J6 pipe bomber suspect. Because, well, like I told you earlier in the show, I'm not totally buying the individual that they have mentioned, framed, whatever you want to say, as the suspect in all of this. I've read through the criminal complaint. It's zero physical evidence, but a lot of, well, we pinned his cell phone. He made these purchases through credit card records. And it's not a slam dunk. And I don't think you're going to get a DC liberal jury to convict this 30-year-old man who just happens to apparently be a fan of My Little Pony. Actually, it's more of an obsession, according to the New York Post. They have them in the ones that have uncovered all of this. And it's bizarre, but I'm told that this still might mean that he is the perp. There's a lot of like weird things that go on the dark web, so it's possible. But again, do you think a guy who's been obsessed with My Little Pony for years now is someone who was the mastermind behind the J6 pipe bombings? Or bombs, I should say. And this image, courtesy of my good friend, FBI whistleblower George Hill. This is probably what he wore when he was making those pipe bombs, allegedly.
although we can't confirm. But interesting enough, folks, it's not just about the actual suspect that I want to keep your attention to. It's the woman who's prosecuting this case. Jocelyn Ballantyne, she's the individual we called in the question yesterday because she's the one who's supposed to be the prosecutor on this case. Now, if that name sounds familiar, that's because she's been accused of a lot of, let's just say, unethical things. She's been accused previously of putting the wrong ID number. Remember when General Michael Flynn was supposed to get his charges dismissed and there was a delay? Well, apparently she was the attorney that had to defend why the DOJ was dragging it on. Obviously, even Bill Barr thought that was outrageous at the time, who was the AG at the time. But then if you're someone who maybe was a J6 persecuted victim of the DOJ, you might know who she is, especially if you're a member of the Proud Boys who were put on trial because of her. She was the prosecutor behind the case, and there was a lot of issues regarding her, how she prosecuted the case in the first place. I want to get into the specifics of that, too, because, folks, I sat down for Steven Crowder. Steven Crowder had me do a sit-down interview, which I was very thankful for, with Enrique Tarrio once he got let out of prison. As many of you know, Tarrio was pardoned by President Trump. And for Ladder with Crowder, I did a sit-down interview with Tarrio exclusively. And he mapped out what I've heard Tarrio talk about a lot. And it's always been consistent in his claims. This woman apparently was the one who slid over an agreement that if Tarrio didn't want to go to prison, all he had to do was comply with the narrative that was on that paper. That narrative being President Trump helped orchestrate January 6th via a third party, an individual between the two of them, and he was a part of all of this. Tarrio, knowing that was a lie, apparently said no. And what happened there? Well, he was sentenced to 22 years in prison. But it's interesting because President Trump was actually asked about this yesterday by the very, very gutsy reporter, Kara Castronova, over at Lindell TV. And in clip 16, President Trump responded to this corrupt prosecutor, alleged corrupt prosecutor, I should say. Take a listen.
And how do you feel about the lead prosecutor on the pipe bomber case? Jocelyn Ballantyne is the same prosecutor that allegedly asked the J6er to lie to frame you for J6 when you did nothing wrong. What are your thoughts?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that question. It's sort of a statement, and I appreciate it very much. Jocelyn is being looked at. They all have to be looked at. What they're doing is so bad. This was a whole Democrat hoax. The whole thing was a Democrat hoax, and it's all being looked at. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it sounds good that it's all being looked at, but why are we allowing her to continue to prosecute crimes in D.C.? Well, I reached out to the DOJ for comments, and unfortunately, Judge Pirro, as many of you guys know, she is the one leading the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. Well, her office did not get back to us when we requested some more information on all of this to make sure that they knew who this woman was. Simply want to know, why does she still have a job within your office? And unfortunately, they did not respond. Which is quite strange because they are a very responsive office. They could have said no comment. They could have said, oh, we're still investigating her. We're still looking into the allegations she's facing. But instead, they chose not to respond. Very, very interesting strategy. Joining me to discuss is Enrique Tarrio. He's here to react to the news, of course, that his former prosecutor is now going to be leading the prosecution of this individual who apparently put down pipe bombs in D.C. And Tarrio, you know, I've read through the criminal complaint and I'll get your reaction to it specifically because you and I have been in communications for a long time now in regards to the Blaze report and then now this. And the timeline is suspicious because as soon as the Blaze puts out who they guessed was the J6 pipe bomber, who they suspected was, then all of a sudden the FBI comes out and says, no, here we go. This is the person. And according to the court documents that were filed earlier this week, we found out that this individual was allegedly ID'd back in 2021 and then cleared. So what do you make of all of this thus far?
So, Bree, I don't know what to believe. There's just so much information on this. It's overwhelming. Is it the individual named by the Blaze? You know, I don't know. Is it this individual with My Little Pony obsession, which actually is pretty big news when we're talking about a DC jury? I think if he was a Trump supporter, I think they wouldn't have a chance to beat this case. But now that we're talking that the guy was a brony, there might be a chance that he actually gets exonerated for in this case. But your focus is right. I want to focus on the team, things that we could change, things that we do know. We do know that Jocelyn Ballantyne, in my case, ordered the destruction of 338 pieces of evidence. We know that she had a major slip-up and gave us confidential information, which ended up being information that was hidden from us that showed that the FBI was listening in to attorney-client privilege phone calls. They had a bias against us from the beginning. They were angry at the amount of support that we were getting from you guys, the InfoWars listeners, and the people from the Trump community. And this person, you know, I knew he said he was going to fire a whole bunch of people. And Pam Bondi said she was going to clean house. And one of the first people, I got super excited. One of the first people I thought of, I'm like, oh my God, Jocelyn Ballantyne's finally going to lose her job. Maybe be prosecuted. No, she's being promoted. Yeah. She's been given, right now, this is the biggest case. The biggest case to come out of January 6th, which is a January 6th pipe bomber case. Is this guy it? I don't know. But I will tell you, if he's it, this isn't the person to prosecute it. We saw it throughout our case with all the fumbles, right? Let's take my personal animus away for just a second about this person that put me in a cage for 3 years. If I take my personal animus away, you start seeing the mistakes that she made throughout the 6 month trial. And in a trial that's not directly Trump related or Trump supporters, those fumbles might cost this prosecution. And at the end of the day, it's going to cost the American people the truth about what happened on January 5th with this Python. Is this person it? Maybe. Did he work alone? I don't think so. Just everything points to this person working with somebody else. Like I don't know. You saw the pictures of the actual pipe bombs,
yeah.
And they were built exactly like the training dummy. There's a lot of inconsistencies. A 60-second timer. So it's really concerning. And I actually some people said, "Oh, the president's non-answer." I thought that was actually a good answer. I think that now he's going to look into Jocelyn Ballantyne, and I'm hoping the DOJ does the right thing and terminates her. But there's another person involved here that's pretty interesting. It's Special Agent Hanek, which was a special agent in charge of our case, is also in charge of this case, and was the special agent that actually interviewed this gentleman, Mr. Cole. So the roll of the dice, we were joking with my four other guys yesterday, and we said the roll of the dice is that this guy gets Judge Timothy Kelly, and then we could get the entire Proud Boys prosecution team all under one roof, and this guy might get exonerated.
Well, you guys have to show up to his court dates. I think that
I will be there.
Yeah.
I will be there.
Yeah.
I will be there.
Yeah. I mean, it's it's just such a crazy circumstance, right? Because President Trump, his response, maybe he just wasn't prepared for the question itself, or he wasn't aware. Obviously, he's got a lot on his plate. So there's that element to it all. So we're hoping this is on his radar. But the fact that this woman was literally gunning for him and was trying her very best to go after him and work with Jack Smith's office and to try to nail an indictment and nail some type of allegedly BS agreement. I'm sure you weren't the only one too, Tari. I'm sure there are other people involved in all of this too who were aware that she was trying to, or what everyone was trying to do, trying to pin President Trump down and trying to make it seem like he orchestrated J6. I mean, this wasn't something that was limited to just one individual. There's no way. And in regards to, it's likely that this suspect, if he is the suspect, was working with others. I would agree with you on that. You know, when I ran through the criminal complaint, there's nothing there that's like physical pieces of evidence. It's all, we have his cell phone records. We have his credit card purchases. We caught his plates here. But we haven't seen a physical photograph, right? Normally, when you pass through these license plate readers, we usually have an image of the driver itself, or we have some type of images of this person driving a vehicle. We don't see any of that in this entire criminal complaint. I don't see any type of fingerprints or anything that would align him to this. And so that's the reason why I'm still holding out. And, you know, Tario, I was told by someone over at the FBI when I told them I'm a little doubtful because I didn't want to go public with it at first. But I did say, based on the criminal complaint, I don't think this is a slam dunk as you guys are describing it to be. No. I was told that there was going to be more evidence during his next criminal appearance coming out, and there hasn't been anything. Do you think that's strange at all?
I think all of it is strange. Yeah. I got to read the criminal complaint. I want to see what the indictment says, the grand jury indictment is going to say, because I think that's coming up next. We'll get a little bit more details there. And as we, I don't think this case, let's start with this. I don't think this case goes to trial. Already we're seeing that he sat with the FBI without representation, but he already sat with the FBI and kind of said a couple of things. I think this guy takes a plea deal. He's not, you know, I hate saying it, Brie. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to feel bad for the alleged pipe bomber. Right. And I kind of feel bad for him. We're getting all this information. It sounds like he's not right in the head. And maybe he's some type of patsy. But again, like I think now that it's on the president's radar, because that's what I took from that. And as a matter of fact, I'm sitting right behind me is the escalator where he famously came down in 2016. I'm sitting at Trump Tower right now. But I think it's important that now it's on his radar. Right. And I think Kara did an amazing job bringing that out. She asked the right question. And I think we might see some results from it. But I don't trust the DOJ whatsoever to do the right thing here. I mean, they've fumbled everything. I was joking with you online. You're like, there's been zero deep state arrests. And I'm like, no, Brianna, I gotta correct you. There's been negative two. We got Comey and Letitia James. I don't know how you fumble that. I understand it's the judge and the region, but it's the venue. You should have known that from the beginning. You know, it was a rookie mistake.
Yeah. And, you know, President Trump's going after MTG, but he's not going after the senators who are refusing to confirm his U.S. attorneys. And so now you're using acting U.S. attorneys. And so like Lindsey Holligan over in Virginia right now is struggling and she's doing her best. She was pushed into this position super last minute to kind of make sure that the statute of limitation didn't end on Comey. And, you know, my source is telling me that she wasn't getting much in the way of assistance from the DOJ itself, and she was kind of thrown into this. Again, she has obviously legal experience, but in this type of venue, not so much. And so she needs assistance, and I don't think she was receiving that. And so it feels like she was somebody who was set up to fail. So I'll never criticize her on that because I think she did her very best. But again, the judges over there not siding with her on that front, which I think is concerning. Tario, you know, in a little bit, we're going to have, and this is going to be, I guess it's going to air tomorrow. I'm going to be speaking with the chairman of the J6 Select Committee, Barry Loudermilk, in just a moment. And we're going to pre-tape that and then air it tomorrow on tomorrow's show. But if you had any questions for Loudermilk, what specifically would you want him to buckle down on? Because he's having to sift through and look for deleted evidence that the last J6 committee deleted. But there's obviously a lot of wrongs that day. Even though you weren't there, you were probably, you were the wrong the most out of everyone, of course. What would you like Barry Loudermilk to kind of focus on as he tries to sift through all the nonsense that the lefties left behind?
So I think that it's kind of like a mix between what was going on in J6 and then what happened at the committee, what happened during the court cases. And the problem that we saw with the court cases, I think the most egregious one, and, you know, there's 1,600 individuals. I don't want to single ourselves out for it because there's a lot of people that suffered. But our case had the most egregious circumstances because we went through trial for about 6 months. Mm-hmm. And there were many mistakes there. And I think that they should focus on these teams that did prosecute the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, specifically, again, not out of like a personal thing. You'll see the most egregious violations by the DOJ and the weaponization of government in these cases. As you saw with the Oath Keepers case, you have Shane LaMond that's currently serving an 18-month sentence. I encourage Congressman Loudermilk to take a look at Shane LaMond's case, because it isn't a J6 case. It is a J6 case, because as soon as I put him on the witness list, they went and knocked on his door. So I think that if I were to tell Congressman Loudermilk something. I think focus on these big cases and then work your way down, and you'll find the melon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's going to be the main focus too. They've got to, because it was very obvious when you were sitting back and watching a lot of these prosecutions that this was all just a setup in itself. Enrique, I want to ask you too. I know you're in New York right now. So what are you up to?
I can't say everything I'm working on, but we're working on going on the offense. I'm working with Cynthia Hughes on this project called Weaponization Watch, where we're going to start taking an offensive on the legal front. I think that's super important. As I said yesterday at a private event, I said that, we only have, and I've been saying, I think I told you this when we first interviewed, but we only have now 3 years, right? And technically we have less than that if you count midterms, but as far as the executive goes, we have 3 years. And I think it's imperative that we don't just depend on the DOJ, to combat this weaponization. I think that we have to take, I hate using this word, we have to take lawfare into our own hands and start suing these people, like the United States government, and suing the DOJ and suing NPR, which came up yesterday as a possibility, these media companies, because if we don't take action in the next 3 years, like affirmative action, decisive action in the next 3 years, they are going to flip the script. We don't know who's going to win. We don't know if it's J.D. Vance that's going to win, or Gavin Newsom, or any of those people. But we do know one thing. If Democrats take office again, and I hope to God they don't, everything will be for nothing.
Yeah.
We're going to start from zero. So I'm happy to be part of this team now. And again, you got to go on the offense. Everybody that's watching this, you guys need to get off your butts. I'm being very careful. Get off your butts. After Brianna's show and after Alex's show, go ahead, put the phone down and do something. Harrison, do something. Go outside. Knock on doors. Get involved. You can DM me if you want to help with the this new committee that we're putting together. But always appreciate having being on here with you, Brianna.
Yeah, well, it's always a pleasure to have you on, of course. Before you go, too, I want to just get an update on your civil lawsuit, because I know the last time you and I caught up on all of that, there was the response that came from the DOJ, which was extremely discouraging. In case our audience is unfamiliar, let me just kind of catch you up on things. You are suing, and so are your other fellow Proud Boy members, DOJ, for all of the unlawful, unconstitutional things they did to you guys during this J6 persecution. The DOJ decided to come forward and ask the courts to dismiss your lawsuit based on what they deem as immunity to violate anyone's constitutional rights without having to pay financially for doing just that. Is there any updates in regards to that?
Right now, there's no updates. The government shutdown kind of slowed everything down, because when you sue the government and it's shut down, one of the branches that they kind of kill off is the civil branch of the DOJ. So since the government just opened up just a couple weeks ago, I think the motors are turning right now. And I think we're going to have an evidentiary hearing with this judge. I don't think I think it's very unlikely and not very probable that the judge just dismisses the case. And I believe that this evidentiary hearing will move the case forward. And I'll tell you one thing, Bree, if this case moves forward past this dismissal, the United States government's in for a bad time.
Yeah, I mean, Tario, the president is also suing the DOJ for something very, very similar to you. And I heard in the last reports that he was asking for north of $200 million. So if they try to dismiss your lawsuit, there's no reason why the president should accept a settlement. Now, I know this would fall under Todd Blanche's kind of space, but they did speak out publicly about that. And it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. The DOJ needs to pay for what was done, or else it's going to happen again and again. And I don't like the fact that they're trying to say that they're the DOJ, so they could just violate your constitutional rights without any type of ramifications for that at all. Folks, head on over right now to noblelead.substack. That is Tario's Substack page. That is where you could follow his work. You could also subscribe as well and support his work. Obviously, there is a price when you're out there traveling and trying to spread the truth and trying to go after all of these hacks who are trying to destroy this company, this country, I should say. So head on over right now. Make sure you subscribe. I've subscribed as well. This is where you can find all Altario's work, his pieces. So head on over right now. Noblelead.substack right this moment. Tario, good luck in New York City. Enjoy it while you can. I'm hearing there's going to be a regime change very soon, and it's not going to be the same place anymore. So take it all in while you can, my friend.
Amen. Thank you so much. I'm dying to get home. I'm dying to get out of this city.
It's a swamp. Yes. Thank you, Tario. We appreciate your time as always. Folks, if you haven't done so, make sure you do that. Go head on over to his Substack page and subscribe. We've got to support great work. And that's exactly what Tario is doing in this fight. All right, folks. So I got a lot more to dive into in just a bit. I'm going to talk a little bit of Jasmine Crockett because Crockett is running for U.S. Senate. That's good news if you are Ken Paxton, who you're going to win against John Cornyn in a landslide victory for the primary because Texans do not like Cornyn. He is a deep state operative, I guess you could kind of say at this point. I mean, he's proven just that. He's been a defender of the abuse, the ongoing abuse. Section 702, advocating for that extension. I've played the clips and like a ton of times. Maybe 10 times on this show and others in regards to Cornyn going out there and defending the government, spying on Americans, lying and saying, oh, no, we didn't use FISA to go after Americans. It's only foreigners who were targeted. Obviously, that's a load of crap. You and I both know that. So Ken Paxton making it a top priority to replace Cornyn. And I think he's going to nail that. Now, his other match is going to have to be now Jasmine Crockett. Gosh, we got a couple of sound bites you're going to want to listen to because Crockett, she's, you know, garbage as a person, not a good person. Race baiting is kind of a nicer way to put it, but she has obviously been extremely divisive intentionally, always plays the race card. Why? Well, when you don't have anything intelligent to say, you play victim because victimhood is profitable these days. And that's why everyone's jumping on board with that. But she's not very bright and President Trump continues to call her low IQ and it's true. She is low IQ. She's actually running on the fact that she's low IQ. You won't believe what kind of audio she has playing in this video, which is obviously all about her. That's why she's got like it's so bad. This might be the worst campaign announcement I've ever seen in the history of campaigning. But she's got it. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So don't go anywhere on that because that's going to be a good one. We've also got more to dive into regarding Tim Pool. I've got a clip of Tim Pool yesterday talking about his house, his studio, being shot up on Friday. There's a lot going on right now. We wanted to dive into that. So I'll play that clip for you in a bit. Plus, Piers Morgan and Nick Fuentes got into a little bit of a debate. When I mean a little bit, I mean, Piers Morgan came with his talking points prepared for him by his producers. And Nick Fuentes like laughed it off and was just like, dude, come on, the name calling, it's not going to stick. We'll play some of the top moments during this little debate in just a few moments. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. There's more happening here on the American Journal. So stay put. In the meantime, though, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. Colostrum is on sale, 40% off for the next couple of minutes. Again, it's going to end soon, so make sure you head on over there right now. Plus, we have these great creatine gummies. I keep talking about this. Ladies, especially ladies, if you don't take creatine, you need creatine. It's great for muscle recovery and your brain function as well. So head on over to the alexjonesstore.com before we run out.
We got a sale going today and tomorrow, and it's 40% off on the bovine colostrum, and we can't even keep it stocked. It is a private label of the top bovine colostrum in the country, the highest rated. It's so good for your nails, your hair, your teeth, your bones, your body, your immune system. It's just superfood of superfoods. The first 2 weeks of the milk put off by a mammal is just unbelievably good for everybody. Everybody in the winter should really be on this if you want to boost your immune system. It's 40% off today and tomorrow. That's a flash sale at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the new amazing creatine gummies with the highest quality nano creatine, super concentrated, in stock as well. It's amazing at thealexjonesstore.com.
Wake up, folks. Sprint this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry. It's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything. The wars of the info, the evil of men. The scrolls have been written again and again. Souls are taken, some are spared. Heroes become of those that dare to fight for their freedoms and break the chains. As the old runes whisper through timeless domain, Through fire and shadow, through thunder and dread, the prophecy rises from realms of the dead.
The dark eye watches, but it cannot bind, for the strength of the free lives in the hearts and minds. I'll break these beasts to the light we find as the dawn of the chosen begins to unwind.
Thank you.